I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. A recent study from the University of Colorado Boulder found that forests in the Rocky Mountains are becoming less resilient in the wake of wildfires. Kyle Rodman finished his PhD at UC last year and is the lead author of the study. He says while wildfires have historically played an integral role in forest health, climate change and extreme drought will impact mountain forests, like those that were burned by the Grizzly Creek fire.
Fire in and of itself isn't really unique or new, but the key thing is that the ability of forests to respond to these events is changing.
Rodman says the resilience of the forests around Glenwood Canyon will depend on three main factors: how hot Grizzly Creek burned in different areas, the type of vegetation that was there before the fire, and how easy it is for plants to grow back based on temperature and moisture. In the coming weeks, he says the U.S. Forest Service will collaborate with local groups to stabilize soils and plant trees, among other restoration projects. Economists at the state capitol say Colorado's budget picture is improving. But as Capitol reporter Scott Franz explains, their latest forecast includes several warnings.
State lawmakers are being told that higher than expected income tax payments and improving business activity during the pandemic might deliver more than $500 million of additional revenue this year than originally projected. But Lauren Larson, the state's budget director, says there are threats to the economic recovery, including the looming loss of outdoor dining options.
As we're moving into fall and winter, the economy could respond very differently to the virus. You know, the flexibilities that have propelled us through the warm months, much more difficult in the cold months.
Larson says the uncertainty of more federal aid is another reason lawmakers should remain conservative with their spending plans. Governor Jared Polis will submit his latest budget proposal in November. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
A new study suggests there could be fewer aspen trees on Colorado's scenic drives because of climate change. Yelena Vukomanovic is a lead author from North Carolina State University. Her research finds, through modeling different climate scenarios, that in the next 100 years, the distribution of aspen will change with rising temperatures. She says a big question is how that loss might impact tourism, since leaf viewing is an important economic engine for mountain communities. This is Aspen Public Radio News.